Today, we're joined by Fallon County Disaster and Emergency Services Coordinator, Desiree Thielen. She's going to be giving us some information about an emergency notification system coming to our community, our area, if you will. Desiree, thanks for stopping in today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm excited to get this information out to our community.
Yeah, it's an important one. This one's called Code Red, this emergency notification system, and it's a way that you can kind of tell folks things they should have a heads up on in our area, from missing people to maybe some weather alerts. This is going to be a way that folks can get immediately notified directly to their cell phones and things. But I'm going to let you explain a little bit more about Code Red and what's it all about.
So Fallon County has had Code Red for at least 6 years. It hasn't really been utilized a whole lot. Actually, for Weibo County, Fallon County, and Carter County is what we cover. So we're really campaigning hard right now to get this off the ground and get as many people signed up as we can. This is just an additional alert system for everyone in our community that, you know, say you hear a siren go off and you shelter in place, and this is an additional thing that you can look at on your phone or whatever media you have. And it will give you advisories like wildfires, floods, possibly some criminal activity, any evacuations, missing persons, boil advisories, and then any other community alerts that we're looking at putting out. The big thing that I'm so excited about is the weather alerts. So Code Red is just co-opted with the National Weather Service. And as you see warnings come out in a polygon on the map, anybody that is signed up in Code Red in that polygon zone will get those weather notifications on their phone. So when you sign up, you can sign up with a landline. You can also sign up with a mobile phone number, email. There's a lot of various ways that you can sign up. If you do that through FallonCountyMT.gov, that will allow you to receive those notifications for weather and everything else that they put out.
And there's tons of ways that I see you got here to sign up. Like you mentioned, you can go to that Fallon County website. You can go, there's a link on the Fallon County Disaster and Emergency Services page right now that helps you get to that website easy. If you just want to hop on Facebook, go click a link. It'll get you to that link to sign up for Code Red. There'll be QR codes posted around town. And you can also download an app and get signed up as well. Download the Code Red app, I believe. So all kinds of ways to get signed up. And you got to get signed up. It sounds a little intimidating, I think, for folks these days when you're asking them for their name, their address and stuff. But just make it very clear, this system's not selling your information to anybody. They just want your address and things so they can know where, if you're in the weather polygon you were talking about. So I just want to throw out there that I know these days we get a little gun shy when we're asking for personal information. But it's an important place to put it.
So one thing that's really important for people to know with Code Red, there are two different ways that it operates. There's the desktop version, which you get to through the link on Fallon County's website. And then there is also the app. They do not work together. Oh. So if you want one or the other, you need to sign up with two separate accounts.
Good to know.
The mobile app will go with you wherever you go. You have to have your location services on. So it doesn't matter what community you're in. If you're in a neighboring community that maybe has Code Red as an alerting system, you will also receive their alerts.
Oh, okay.
As you're in their community and away from our home community. So that's a good thing to know for people. One other way that people can sign up too is to text CRED to 99411.
Okay, just send a text message with literally just those four letters, CRED. Think Code Red, just kind of abbreviated there.
Correct.
Cool. Does it cost anything to get signed up for any of these?
Nope. This is all free, and we just want to get as many people signed up for this as we can so that we can keep as many people informed of anything going on in our community. Like I said, the biggest thing here is weather, you know, that people are really most concerned about. So with that pairing of Code Red and the National Weather Service, that could be to us as soon as tomorrow, but for sure by July 1st, we will have that in our community. So anybody that is signed up will receive those weather warnings.
Right on. And like we mentioned with Desiree Thielen here, the Disaster and Emergency Services Coordinator for our county here in Fallon County, there's a lot of ways to sign up for this. You can either go to FallonCountyMT.org, and then they've got a Code Red.
It is www.FallonCountyMT.org. .gov.
Oh, see, I'm saying .org is .gov. Okay, yes. Okay. So thank you for catching me on that. But they've got, if you go there, they've got a Code Red. It's like a red button on the bottom right of the homepage. You don't even got to really click much of anywhere to look for this button. It's right on that homepage once you get to that website. And then, like we mentioned, there's going to be QR codes posted around town. And if you go into the courthouse, you'll be able to sign up in person as well, I believe.
Yes. If you are not tech savvy and don't want to do anything online, you can pick up a manual form at the clerk and recorder's office or the city of Baker, fill out that form, leave it there, and we'll get you signed up into the system if you don't want to go through the hassle of doing it all yourself.
Right on. So this is talking about the Code Red emergency notification system here that's available for signups right now. You can start getting those notifications, and soon the weather notifications will follow as well. And I think that was all my questions about it so far, but you had another thing we were looking at talking about here. The meeting of fire chiefs going to be happening here in Fallon County soon?
Yes. So this weekend, the Baker Fire Department Fire Chief Tom Bruja is hosting the Eastern Montana Fire Chiefs Alliance here in Baker. And he's asked me to do a presentation actually on Code Red for all of the fire chiefs from Rosebud County to North Dakota line, from the Canadian border to the Wyoming border. So I'm really excited about that, to get it out to some other governments, and maybe, you know, we can have a lot more people sign up for this and other communities sign up for it. So people out here in Eastern Montana that sign up can get notifications anywhere they are in Eastern Montana.
Right on. So Desiree Thielen, the Disaster and Emergency Services Coordinator here for Fallon County. And, well, floor is yours. Anything else you'd like the folks to know going on with Disaster and Emergency Services lately?
Yeah, I guess there is always a lot going on, you know, working on rural addressing in Fallon County, upgrading all of our communication towers for our emergency services so that, you know, in the case we have power outages, they can communicate amongst each other. Law enforcement, fire, everybody like that. So that's really exciting to make those upgrades and changes. And really just updating our emergency operations plans, emergency action plan for the dams, and getting some safety standards set there for our community.
Right on. Well, we appreciate the important work you do for us, keeping us all aware of the things that are very important to be aware of in our area here. This, again, is Desiree Thielen, the Fallon County Disaster and Emergency Services Coordinator. We appreciate your time, and thanks for giving us the heads up on Code Red.
Yeah, and thank you. Everybody, please get on your phones and sign up so you can get any notifications for Weibo County, Fallon County, and Carter County is what we cover for Code Red in our area.